Okay. So Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel was the halachas of Moira, and Sif Dalet starts the halachas of Kibud. We mentioned last week that the Rishonim, the Moini HaMitzvahs and the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Smag, point out that really they're counted as two separate mitzvahs, and Taka the Gedarim we'll see are different. So Lamaisa, Sif Dalet, the Mechaber brings from the Gemara to Bryson, Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Ezehu Kibud, Ma'achiloi, Mashkeu, Malbush, Machzeh, Machnes, Moitzi. That the Chiyav is to do, the Mefurish Chiyav from the Brysa is to be Mahana, the Guf, to provide for their Tzarchei HaGuf, to give them what to eat and to clothe them and dress them and take care of them. Machnes and Moitzi is to maybe take them from place to place, to bring them in and out of houses, to provide for their traveling arrangements. So that's the chi of kibud. That's mefurish in the brayse over there of ezehu kibud. That's the ikar kibud. Lamaisa, it's pashut.
To take your mother when they come to Israel to the airport to take her back.
Yeah. So lamaisa, the Yushalmi.
Pick her up.
Yushalmi, there's a girs in the Yushalmi. Here it says machnes and moitzi. It could be maybe just like to escort them in and out of the house. Lamaisa, the Yushalmi, the lashon there is the Yushalmi has a lashon that it's taka mashma. I don't know. I have the lashon in front of me now. It's taka mashma. You have to bring them from place to place. You have to provide for their traveling. So you have to know, we'll have to see in terms of Bittul Torah and other cheshbonos, but Be'etzem, yes. That's Nichla and Kibud. So Lamaisa, the Brais is talking, even if they don't ask, Pashat, if the parents ask you to do something, then it's also going to be Shayals of Moira, because you can't be Seisar Devrayim, you have to listen to them. But this is even if they're not asking, so as long as you're aware of their needs, you have to go and offer your assistance and your services to provide for their needs. Some of the Pesukim Taka point that out, Lehedya, Yad Eliyahu, Sakam Simimem, so he points out Lehedya that these Chiyuvim obviously apply even without being asked for them. Okay, so that's Ezehu Kibud. Maisa, the Ramah, the Mechab already starts being Meramis to it, that Yinenelo Besever Panim Yafais, and the Ramah adds, and that's the whole story from the Gemara and Kedushin over there, that the Gemara points out that Chutz from the actual Kibud of being Mahana the Guf, and of giving them the Tzarchei HaGuf, Maisa, it has to be done with the Yachas of Kavod. And that's Yinenelo Besever Panim Yafais, and Chaker, it's a Bavur from the Maisa. The Gemara basically has a Maisa where the son was forced to make his father work because he wanted to save him. It's for his good because he wanted to save him from being called to the king's services, and that would be much worse. So Mele, he was forcing him to work, but since he did it, save upon him Yafis, and he told him that I'm just trying to save you, I'm trying to help you, and did everything to save upon him Yafis. So Zakhtar Amma brings you La'ilam Haba, and Tzakim Kibirav Aim. Thus says that it's Mavur here, that the Chiyuv is not just in the Etzem Tzarchei HaGuf, but also in the Dibur, in the way you're speaking, in the way that you're Mesachis to the parents, that it's also a chelik of the mitzvahs, how to speak. Maisa the Sefer Charedim, he breaks up the different categories of mitzvahs. So he puts kibud, one chelik of kibud avim, he puts in the mitzvahs asei hatulias bepeh. So that's the Tosefos over here. Lamaisa, I saw in the Palayoyitz, he adds that a chelik of the schiyav in terms of the yachas and how to speak of Sefer Panei Yafos is not to speak with a kibud. Not to speak, but koile koilos, not to scream and have a loud voice. Certainly not to them. But he points out that even if you're talking to others, afilu imacherim, you're not supposed to speak in front of them. B'chal b'koile koilos ki nimsa she'enu machshav isam ve'enu yare mehem k'moy mifnei ashulton v'areyu k'mavaz isam l'chein yu dvarav l'fneim b'chol namuch u'b'derech eretz loy rak lehem ela afilu l'acherim b'fneim b'chal the whole yachas to them has to be in front of them, has to be that of kavod and mele. You shouldn't raise your voice in front of them, even to other people. So that's an interesting thing that I think the more proper way to speak would be in third person, derech nister. What would father like? Would father like a drink? Would mother? Does mother need something? So Maisa, it's very interesting that the Poskim Teir, the Aruch HaShulchan Maisa says this Maisa in Simon Reish Membez by Reish Membez by Kibud Rabbi Islam Ches over there. So he says that name. And for a rabbi it's different, but he says there that for a father, so for parents you speak b'lashon noichach, you and not father, not third person.
Which is
lamed ches, yeah, reish mebeis lamed ches. So now it's a meridika thing. This so one of these swarms, so they bring that there's a chassam sofer. Chassam sofer points out by it's ala teir and teres moisha. Chassam sofer teres moisha. Parsha told us. So the chassam sofer is medayik that when Yaakov Avinu came to get the brachos, he said kum avi. He spoke b'lashon noichach directly. Get up, father. He spoke to him. Ashenkin Esav, when Esav came, he said yakum avi, which is derech nister. I mean, father should stand up. The father should get up. So he says, what's the pshat? So he brings there from, the Chassam Sofer quotes from his Rebbe, Rassan Adler, and he says like this, a very big thing. Yaakov diber emar b'lashon noichach kumna k'derech shabnei Yisrael medabrim elav oisehem me'oz. Aval esav hayu medabrim aviv b'lashon nister yakum avi k'derech shanachar medabrim. Umaren hagoyin zatzal, Rassan Adler, his beer, to lashon noichach moira kirvus v'dibuk. So thus says that even though there's supposed to be this yachas of kavod, but third person and going too far, that makes like a richok. Like, I don't want to have what to do with you. I'm scared of you. I'm afraid of you. I'll take care of you. But I don't want to have a shaychas to you, betzem. I'd rather, you know, be disconnected from you. So that's what we pointed out last week. This is what I was telling Yeshua from Reb Moshe, that Reb Moshe Taka points out that we saw from the Peskim that one of the heterim to say a father's name is to be makdim with the Torah of Avi. And don't say Yankel, say Avi Yankel, my father. So Reb Moshe points out, what does that help? Avi is just a description of who he is. So Moshe there says, like a big yisoy, that be'etzem, what the name of a person is not a bizoyin. Why is it a bizoyin to call your father Yankel, or your Rebbe Yankel? What's the bizoyin in that? So Moshe says there, yisoy, that in Chanami, but the pshat is, if a son or a Talmud says stam the name of his father Rebbe without saying the yachas, without showing the kesher he has to him, so it's like showing, yeah, Yankel, I have nothing to do with him. By saying Avi or Rebbe, so it's showing the kesher, so then in Chanami, then the name is not be'etzem a genai. So that's the same idea you see here a little bit from this Chassam Sofer, that in Chanami it's supposed to be bederach kavod and bederach with moira and kavod, but the ma'isa, the idea is that sof kol sof there should be a kesher and there should be a closeness, and the meila, it's everything's supposed to be done b'lashon noichach.
I know a chash of the family if they call the tata.
The tata, not yeah. Tata. Yes, that's their person.
To him.
Right.
Speaking third person. Though.
Yeah.
And by rabbi is different.
Yeah, by rabbi I think from Aruch Shulchan's mashmash is different. I have to look better over there, but it's mashmash is different. Yeah.
Is there another pshat?
He says ma'aseh by father, someone who does that. It's in a mina matmiyim. It's very tamua.
Was
very right. And he says the nekud is that's how goyim are mechabed, because goyim they're nefradim. They don't want to have. They don't have a kesher and a sheiches. They're nefradim. Zem
zem.
So
maybe. Another pshat in not calling your father the first name because you make him like on the same level as you?
Right, yeah. So that's like the pashup shot. So Moshe just bothers, so what does it help Avi for that? So, because Avi's not really a kavod. So Alamai, Moshe says, not be'etzem, and he brings that, Maisa the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis. So he says, the Rambam speaks out that the earlier Tanayim, Shmai Vavtayin, Hil HaShamai, they don't get a tayar. In Chazal, we call them just Hil HaShamai. So the Rambam says this idea that be'etzem, the shame is really a kavod. And their shame was, their names are such, they were in such a high darga kilu that their names are such a kavod that they didn't need a tayar. Okay. Fine. So now Lamaisa, so we see so far we have a chiddush here in Sif Dalet for the Tzarchi HaGuf, that's the Pasha, the Ezu Kavod, to take care of them, and also the Yachas and Dibur, how you speak to them, and it has to be B'derech Meir and Kavod and Derech Eretz. Now, so Lamaisa, then hopefully we'll get back to Sif Hei, to Mishalav, but in Sif Vav is this din that really takes this chiddush a shtickle vaikter. And not only to be Mechabed, to be Mahana their Guf, to take care of the Tzarchi HaGuf, not only to speak to them B'derech Kavod, but even Shalai Bifneim, and that's Sif Vav, that if you're asking Stam, someone else, your parents aren't around, you're asking someone for a favor, and you know they'll do the favor for the sake of your parents, so you should ask them, please do it for my father, and be toil the covet in him. So Chayesh Shtekel Tzarechin, I mean, what? The father's not going to get any covet out of this. Elamai, maybe you'll say it'll be Megalgal to him, like they'll find out about it at a later time. Pashtas, directly, he's not getting any covet from the fact that you're asking Bishmai. So what taka is the toilus? And not only that, but in the Shach and Taz here, it's before that there's a Shtekel Machlokes Rishonim, and some of the Rishonim say, and the Taz paskins at Lahalacha, there's a Machlokes in the Nachrayinim, but the Taz paskins at Lahalacha, that even if you know that the person is only going to do a favor for you, but if you mention your father, it won't be Mazik, you could still mention your father, so the Taz paskins, the Shach seems to be Chaylik, the Taz paskins, you should still mention your father. So here, Vaikta, what Ta'elos are you bringing to your father? He's not going to find out about it, these people aren't doing it for them, it's not, you know, they don't know who your father is. And Afal Pikin, you see a Chiv. So L'chayr, what's the inyan? Where's the chiyuv kibud coming from over here? And the ma'isa, so we'll have to get into this more in Siftes coming weeks, but over there it's mavur, that it's a gemara already, that the chiyuv kibud is even l'achar ma'isa. The gemara is talking about saying harini kaparas mishkavai and so many things that we do l'achar misa, but etzem the chiyuv kibud even applies l'achar misa, and there certainly the father's not getting anything out of it. And I saw they bring there's a Chuvas Minchas Elazar that he says even this din, Sif Vav, of saying please do me the favor for my father, so even that applies L'Achar Misa. that even Lacham Yisrael, you should taka ask b'shem the father. So what's the tell us in all these things? And what are we gaining in terms of being mechabed the parents? Lamaisa, we pointed out last week a similar thing. There's a shtukal machlokes, but the Taz, and that's the accepted psak, the Taz and Sifkat and Beis, says that in terms of Yoshev b'mkayma, sitting in a father's seat, so even if there's no one else around, the father's not there, and no one else is there, so no one sees you sitting in the seat, so Taz says, asr b'cholayfin. So point out, the Rishon Letzion is perish, and you're there, so he says, sak ha-chayok, there's no kedush, it's not kedushas ha-makom, it's not the Beis HaMikdash, why can't you sit there? You're not being mevaz anyone. So okay, there's what we're talking about, Moira, so maybe it's a little easier to understand, the son should ingrain in himself some kind of inyan of Moira. So what's going on over here, though, the Gabi Kibud, that we see even Shaloi Bafanov and things that aren't going to get back to the father Bechal. So Mais is like this, that the Chai Adam, so the Chai Adam has a parak on Kibud of Aim, that's Klal Samach Zayin. So there he brings in the beginning, in Akdami, he's saying the Yisoidus of Kibud of Aim. And most of the things he's saying over there are taken from Sefer Charedim and Perek Aleph. So he says there, a big chiddush. He says that Kibud Aim, the Chiyav, is b'maisa, b'machshava, u'b'dibur. So maisa, that's Ezehu Kibud, that's the Tzarchei Aguf. Dibur, that's also the Gemara, to speak to Sefer Panim Yafos, b'moira, b'kibud. But Zok there, the Chiyav is also b'machshava. So, and he's bringing from the Sefer Yireim, and he brings there, the Yireim brings from a Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Tezvav, Nivze be'ein of Yemas ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed. It's not talking about Kibud Aveim, there, it's talking about the Musik of Kavod. So the Pasuk says, Nivze be'ein of Yemas, someone who's disgusting in your eyes is one thing, ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed. And the opposite is to be Mechabed. So he points out that just like the Bizayin is be'ein of, so the Kibud also has to be be'ein of. If you want to really be mechabit someone there, it's talking about, it's not being mechabit other people, Tamid Chamim, it's Shayla and Mepharshim, but Kibud has to be Be'enov. So in Mari Dekazak, Zok Bechay Yadam, that the Chi of Kibud of Aim is Shemechabdom Beliboy, Shehim Chashuvim Be'enov Ubeliboy, the Hainu Sheyadame Be'enov, Shehim Gedoilim Venechbode Eretz, Afshu Be'en Ishar B'ne Adam Enim Chashuvim Kal. Even though Lamai said the Parsha the people, and other people, they're regular people. They're not the Gedolei Adar recognized by everyone, even though other people, but by you, they have to be Gedolim v'nichbadei Aretz. And Ad Kedei Kach, the Chai Adam says over there, v'zehu ikur ha-kibud. This is the ikur kiyum of Kibud Avayim. Dem Loikein, he says it's a problem, it's like pivu v'sasav chabduni v'libu rachak mimeni. That, like the Rebbeinu Shalom says, to be mechabed the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's just pivu v'sasav, but b'libu rachak mimeni, so there's no kiyum of kibud. And Zok there that hu hadin b'kibud of aim, it's a chiyuv b'machshava, it's a chiyuv to be be'emes mechabed mitoich an emes haratza, and b'mamakei nafshei, he says there you have to have a real haracha for your parents in order to mekayim the mitzvah pashut. So the ma'isa it's a pretty dukkah thing, Sorry to quote from Sifri Musar here, sorry speaking halacha, but Mais and Sichas Musar, so Chaim Shulevit says there, it's in two places, but more about Riches a little bit in the new ones, it's Maimer Lamed Zayin by Isha Echad Blev Echad. So he says there, Kabbalah B'yadi, he was Makabal from his father, Kabbalah B'yadi, She'ein Kibud Avim Eskayam Eskelchasa, El Emkein Marech HaBen Es Aviv U'maritzoy Me'oid, V'chayiv HaBen Limsoy B'aviv T'chunois U'mailos She'behen Hu Mitztayin Yoyser Mikol Acher Zulasoy, V'harei Hu Behen Gadol Hadar. And he says there, "Belafach he not makayim mitzvahs kibud avim b'shleimusay." And he says that his father, there's another place later in Sichas Musar, where he says his father, he always saw his father doing this. His father always saying that how his father did certain things. He was mamish to God l'adar, and he was always what? Yeah. So and he was always bothered, like why is he dafka trying? And then see, he's speaking there about Bechal also. What?
He's a
kofar. So Rishayim is a different sugya. We'll have to see copy Rishayim, but
yeah,
assuming
not
Rishayim.
So
not necessarily. So if it's a pashut person, let's say that's what the Chai Adam says. He's someone who, by other people, everyone thinks he's time a pashut guy. Nothing special about him. So the chiyuv is to find something that he's mitzdayin. Everyone has their milus. So if it's a Russian Marusha, we'll see. It's the Hilchos Russia. Not a Russia. It's time a pashut person. What people think is a pashut person. Each son is mechuyev to find the milus. The mice I saw in Reb Nissen Karelitz in one of his svarim Chachani. So he has. He has Hilchos Kibud Avim there. So he's like, his Eitzah is like, a person should be Madama Ben Avshay, that this is, let's say, he's a very pashut person, but he saves your life, or he saves you from some danger, and he gives you money. So even though everyone else thinks, he's a regular guy, by you, this person is always going to be like Mamish, because that one thing he did. So he said, that's the thing, you have to find one thing in the...
That's pretty good.
Right, so... Yeah, that everything's shava. Hishva, of the imai, that's the Gemara, says everything's equal. Yeah, about it. So. Okay, so Maisa, that's what Rabbi Naman was suggesting before, that L'chair, that's what we saw last week, that Maisa, the Chinuch says that the whole inyan of this mitzvah, and the Ramban's mashma like that the whole inyan of this mitzvah is b'etzem to be kind of benafshay, the midah of Hakaras HaTayv. So Memela, it's mistaver that if you're just gonna stam do maisim be bachutz, and it's not gonna be mashpia on a person's midas, on his be'etzem, on his bifnim, so Mela won't be yotzei the mitzvah kol pachas b'shlemus. And the Maisa, that same Chayadim over there in Sif Aleph, so he says a Maridika thing. It's also from the Charedim, and he quotes from Azayir that the Gemara says, Hishva Kvaidim Lekvaid HaMakon. And their Maira is like the Maira Shemayim. So the Chayadim says there from the Zayar that Hukash Ahavasam La'avas HaMakon. That also Pashat the Ava that you have for them has to be like the Avas HaMakon. And he brings it from Azayir, from Parshas Kiseitse. The targum from the Zohar, so this is the Lashon over there, they bring in the targum. So, Lamaisa, there's a mitzvah kibbutz and mitzvah meir. There's no besunder mitzvah of avas ha'hoirim. But Pashtas, like we're saying, it's nichlal all in this idea that an emes kibbutz comes from a real emes haratza and feeling and yachas of kavod. So that comes the chi of aval is nichlal and that chi of kavod. To have an emes to be mechabed an emes, you have to have some kind of ava. But ma'amake nafshei, that's what he points out there. The chayadim. Fine. So memela, we have these three dargas. That's the chayadim saying. We have ma'isa, machshava, and dibur. You have the Maisa, that's Pasha the Gemara, the Dibur, that's also the Gemara. And now we're saying also B'machshava, that has to come from like an Emesa, has to come from an Emesa feeling of Yachas of Kavod, that you feel that these people are people that are Nashim Chubadim. And maybe even there's a Chiv Ava, Chiv Chayam. Oh. So the Maisa, all these things that we're seeing, meaning all the Maisim that we see, Lahedi, that you have to do, the Chiyuvim, that to be Machabe, then the Maisa, it's Maisim that have a Tayelas for them, right? I'm going to help them, I'm going to do something for them, buy something for them, clothe them, take them from place to place. So and Al Zeh Nemar, that the way you have to do it is also be Sefer Panim Yafos, and it has to be coming Mitaycha Pnimiyastik covered for them. Fine. So, but what about if they're already asking for something, it's not negate to them. Just time they're bakasha ba'alma. They want you to do something that's not negate to them b'chal, meaning they want you to live it a certain way, they want you to dress a certain way, they want you to act a certain way. So is this b'chal the mitzvah of kibud aveim? So chari the mashmos b'emes from the Gemara of Sifdalis, ezehu kibud, what's nichlan kibud? Kibud is, t'mechabed their guf, things that are negate to them. And we extended that to dibur machshava, but things that are not negate to them. So chari it's mashma, the taka, there's no inyan of kavod of kibud aveim. So Maisa, the place where the Achrayim discuss this is in Sif Chaf Hei, and this is the emes the mashmos of the Ramah over there. The Ramah brings from a Maharik. Maharik says that a father came to son and said, "I don't want you to marry a certain girl." Maharik says, "You don't have to listen to the father. You're allowed to marry the girl." So Maharik there says, "Shoresh kuf samachvav." The Ramah brings it. So the Maharik there brings a few reasons. He says it's a shtickle like they're telling you to be mevatel a mitzvah, which is another sugya we're going to see, that hushva koidim l'kvaidim makam, you don't listen to be mevatel mitzvahs. He says it's also, that's what we saw today, Sif Hei, we'll hopefully get to discussing, is you're not mechuyev to be moitzi mammon for kibud aveim, so to give up a potential wife, that's also like it's a hefsid, it's a tzar haguf, it's a kolshkin, you don't have to be mitzar your guf for kibud aveim.
She's rich.
She's rich, yeah. So, and then finally the Marik says, and bechlal, well, what does your father have to do with who you marry? That's not kibud aveim. Kibud aveim. Look in the Gemara. Ezu kibud, ezu humayra. And he says it's not kibud, it's not mayra. Mela is no shaykh to kibud aveim. He says these two reasons. So at least lafi that third reason, so he's saying taka this yisayid, that if the father's asking you something that's not negayat him, so it's taka not kibud, not mayra. And then that's taka has some of the achrayim say. There's a tshuva from the Maram Lublin, kufla midvav, I believe it is. Oh. So let's see. So that's so Zev's asking the obvious question. If you want to tell me it's not nichlan kavod, but if a father asks you to do something and you're going to say no, you're just not going to do it. So chayr that you're being mezalzel on his kavod. You're being mezalzel on his kavod, and that's a problem of meira. Meaning we saw lo yister dvarav. You can't call him by his name. You can't argue with him. You shouldn't even agree with him in front of other people. Oh yeah, I agree with you. That even that is also chayr. This is also a stira to meira. So mice like this. So the Chazanish points that out. Chazanish asks this question, and Taka, some of the Achrayim say that in Chanami, the Marik Marik, you can't use the Marik for that reason by itself, because Avad, that's a problem there. And the Sefer HaMakon and Kedushin, his Perish and Kedushin, Lam Nafim Beis, Yitaka says Lahadya. By Lo Yister Estvarav, he says Lo Yister Estvarav doesn't just mean Zok the HaMakon when he's expressing his deyas and his machshavas and his hashkafas. That's like the Pashib Shad. He says, who are then if he asks you to do something? So Lo Yister Estvarav, Yitaka, what he's talking about.
If he asks you to do something ridiculous, like stand in your head.
Oh, right. So ridiculous, and the Embis is even not ridiculous. Even something that's not negated to him, it's not so Pashut that Gemara includes that. Sefer HaMakon, the Chazanish says, like, why not? L'chair it should. Oh, so let's see. So the emes is, this Ma'arik, the Goyin over there points out, the Bi'er HaGron, Shulchan Aruch and Chafei, so he points out that the emes, this is Shurashim for this Ma'arik ready in the Gemara in Yevamos and Davov. The Gemara is the Sugya of Aseidu Chalisase. And the Goyin already brings that from the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. I think he just brings the Rashba and Taisus maybe, but the Ma'is, you look over there in the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. So the pashtus of the Ramban Rashba Ritva over there is taka that if a father asks to do something that's not negeh to his hanas aguf, he's not asking to dvarim ba'alma, so taka there's no chiyuv of kibud aveim. That's what the Goyin says, kipshuta, it's a makar for my rik from like the Gemara and the Rishayim. So, but then the Goyin, and one, there's a few shtiklach from the Goyin over there, there's a likut from the Goyin, the mice in the end, the Goyin's mistapik. He says that maybe, because the mice over there is talking about aseidu chalosase, so talking about where the father's asking you to do an aveira. So he has a suffix that maybe really what the Rashba means over there, when the Rashba says that, you know, if your father asks you to go, a kohen, to go be metame in a basic forest, but it's to bring him something kishmak of food he sees over there. So the Rashba has a lashon. The lashon of the Rashba is that, you know, because to bring him the food is one thing, but if he just tells you to go be metame, so then the Rashba that there's no chiyav because there's no kibud aveim because you're not being mahane is guf. So the Goyin has like a suffix. He says that the mashmos is, and the Chazanish points out, that the mashmos is maybe, really there is a chiyuv if he tells you to just go do something. Just the problem there was to be doich an aveira. If he's telling you to do an aveira, so klape that, we say there's no mitzvah kibud. But Alma, maybe even if he's asking you to do something that's dvarm shal mabakach, not negate him, maybe you're talking that there could be a chiyuv of kavod.
He's respected by how you address certain way.
Oh, so that's the question. Okay, so let's see. I mean, you're saying like Bifnei. I mean,
let's say he's considered, and you're
going to dress differently. Oh, okay, yeah. So
something like that, where people talk about it,
and it'll be mezalzel on him. It'll cause him red. Okay, so let's see. So the mice like this. So there's a suffix. You see from the Rashba, there's a suffix. Marik himself brought different taimim, and the mice, the machaber over there has another case. It's a chafei. That's from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says that if a kid wants to go learn Torah somewhere, and the father's moiches, you don't have to listen to him. So there also, they make this dik that the Trumas Hadeshen says lahedya. He says, what a kibud of aim. So he says, no. The Gemara in the end of the first parak of Megillah says, gadol talmud Torah yosim kibud of aim. The raya from Yaakov Avinu that he wasn't nenash for the years he was in Shem Bever. For those years, it wasn't on the cheshbon of kibud of aim. So then the Trumas Hadeshen there points out really observes ha'ara that he says, what about Moira? I mean, you're going to be mitzar him. He's going to see you're not listening to him. It's causing him tzar. What's with Moira? So the Trumas Hadeshen says, no, just like Talmud Torah is more chashav than Kibbutz, Talmud Torah is also more chashav than Moira. But Al-Kapanim, they make a diak that you see over here that dafka because you have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, I have mitzvah Talmud Torah, that's doicha kavod, that's doicha Moira. But you see that without the mitzvah Talmud Torah, even though the father was butting into his kid's business, he was telling him, I don't want you to go there, I'm afraid for your safety. That's what the Mechaber says, I was afraid to don't go over there. So you see that Be'atim, even though it was a tzivui to do something that wasn't a gate to the father, Be'atim has shaykh to keep it aveim. But since you have the mitzvah, not.
They won't send him, fakir. That was for their benefit. That right. Could make it only in order to stay alive.
Right. And so
it,
right.
No one said,
yeah, right. Just the Gemara just says, you say, Gedolah.
He didn't do Kibbutz. He's not 20 years of Kibbutz.
But he didn't do it right. Yeah, Pasha, you're right. Pasha says kafi dar gosam.
You see, he was punished long back. That's why you're not saying he was punished.
Maisa, right? You see that somehow he was nenesh for the years that he wasn't. Okay, we have to see. The Trumas Hadeshen takes out this Yisoy that kibud that Gadol Talmud Torah Yosikim Yisrael. Maisa, the Goyin points out, we're going to see in Sefer Beis, the Goyin points out that the emes is because of Kulum Chayav Mekvedi, anytime there's a steer between kibud aveim and a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, not kibud aveim. It's not just Talmud Torah. It's really a kolyus sticker thing. So you have to know why the Trumas Hadeshen was bringing Dafka Talmud Torah. Okay. So Al Kapanim, we have the Pashtus and the Marik, that the Marik seems to be saying that if it's not negeir to the father, it's covered. To the father's hannah or kavod, so then there's no mitzvah, and that's also the pashas of the Rishonim. The Goyin says, but there's a suffix in the Rishonim, because the Rishonim could be learned that it's only Lagabi being Daichalav, and the Maisa we have the Pashas of the Trumas Hadeshin, that it's only because of a mitzvah that you were, he was able to be Mitzar, his father. But Belav Hachi, you would have had to listen. So Lamaisa, so what's Taka this Machlekes? So it's Mashma that there's a tzad to say, that's Maram Lublin saying from the that's how he's learning the Marik, that Hagam, that it might come to a matziv where it's mitzar him and it's in front of him, but that wasn't nichlal in the Chi of Meira. In the Chi of Meira is, if I'm, like the Gemara is saying, the father's expressing his deus and his shitas and his ideas, so then avada, you're going to have a problem of being soyser dvarev, and then we had a machlokes, you're allowed to be soyser bifneim, shloi bifneim, ashenkin, at least Maram Lublin held that things that are taken out of gate to the father, you have to be respectful about it, but there's no chiv to listen. It doesn't put him in charge of your whole life. And Al-Zeb, the Trumas Hadeshin is Mashma, and the Goyin, who's learning not like that, and the Chaznish also learns not like that, and the Rashba, they're learning that, no, that Lamaisa, if you're going to cause him tzar, even though it's something that's not negated to him, but Lamaisa is asking you to do it, so the kiyum of his Ratzon is a kibbutz to him, and the bitl of his Ratzon is you're being mevatel Meir Av. So that's this machlekes. So.
They don't argue on the Torah with the Isha then?
Oh, so they don't. Meaning even the Sefer HaMakne, who says he also goes with the Chazan Zavada, there's a Chi of Meir to listen. But they point out that by the Marik, everyone's saying on the other reasons. Meaning clearly, so it comes out like this. Clearly, if a father is asking to do something that's going to be a bitl of a mitzvah, like by Talmud Torah, or it's going to cause him hefsid or tsar haguf, like the other reasons of the Marik, so then everyone agrees. Then avad, you don't have to listen, even if the father will know about it or calls him tsar. That's the halach and shulchan aruch of marrying someone and of learning of Talmud Torah. The question is, when we can isolate, and it's just we don't have tsar haguf, we don't have a bitl mitzvah. It's just this idea, meaning like these types of things. The father doesn't. He wants you to dress a certain way. He wants you to go to a certain place. He wants you to wear a tie. You know, in one of these firms they bring from Vyashiv, the father tells you not to smoke, so that might be different because, you know, for other reasons I won't get into. So then, when we isolate that's where the machloikis is said. And Al-Zeh, we're saying like this, that even if we'll be machmir, and that's taka what the Sefer Kibud Hayomi brings from Yashiv and from the Shevet Al-Levi, that taka you should be machmir. But it's meduyuk over here that the only makam to be machmir is that because these are things that are not negated to the father, and they're not negated to his covenant, to his, and being mevatel his deis, and to mevatel his shitas and his ashkafas, because it's not negated to these things, so there's no be'etzem kavru meira. It's just the etzem zach, like it's mashma the Trumas Hadeshin. You're being mitzar him. You're in front of his face, saying no. I'm not listening to you in front of his face. So in these things, that's where the machlok is, and that's where you should be machmer. That b'fneihem, it's going to cause him tzar. So and b'fneihem to listen to him in front of him, that's a kibud. But shaloi b'fneihem in these things, so that we don't have makar for.
Yes, it's less tzar.
The sefer hamakna is taka mashma. Oh, so if we'll find out, okay.
Still,
okay, you have to know. What do you mean? You have to know. You have to know, right? There's daggers. Even if they'll find out later. This is the hachra they bring over there from. This is the hachra they say for Kibbutz Hayomi. This is what he brings from Yashiv, that these types of things. If he wants to dress a certain way and do a certain thing and act a certain way, so then taka you should do it befanav. Even though it's taka machlekes and it's mashmir from the Rambam Lublin from the Arik that you don't have to listen. You can say no respectfully, but you can say no. So there were machmir like the Chaznish is saying, and that's coming from the Trumas Hadeshin. So you should be machmir, but. Shaloi b'fneihem, something that's not negated them. Shaloi b'fneihem. So then avada, you don't have to. So then we're not machmir, and you don't have to be worried. And it's not like being soyser divreim shaloi b'fneihem, because even as meaning shaloi b'fneihem, we saw already there is an idea of kibud shaloi b'fneihem, but that's because of their etzem cover, like Reb Kiviger has a tshuva about fulfilling his tzava after he dies. So a person after he dies, tzava, it's not going to be mechabed his guf, but that's alt him. That's alt his covered. Reb Kiviger says that's even though you're not being mahanim, that's his etzem covered to be mechabed. That's a mensch. Because of his shitas and something to him, but when it's negayat, bechlal not negayat him, it's negayat only for the sons in yonim, so b'chiyah gavna, shaloi b'fneihem, it should be okay. So the mashal, speaking to Binyamin, so someone asked me, like, you know, a parent said to a daughter, I don't want you to be friends with this other person. Don't speak to them, don't hang around with them, don't be friends with them. So, l'chayra l'fi advarim ha'elu, so it would come out that b'fneihem, maybe you should try to avoid it, but shaloi b'fneihem, it would be mutter. Someone told me once, as a ma'isa, that because of chashashos, so a parent was scared. He didn't want his kids to go on the buses of b'chal. He was too scared. And there was a b'oifin that it wasn't really a dangerous thing. It was really not such a dangerous thing. So he went to Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg taka told him, do it, but just don't let him find out about it. Shalei b'fneihem, it's seder, but as long as b'fneihem, if you don't walk on the bus in front of him and don't do it, you know, explicitly, so then they're machriya that it's b'seder.
Shkech. I didn't get shot.